I need a beer.
All right. This is Bone White Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bone with Bobcat right here on the Bone White Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. This week we have a special treat on tap here for you guys, a special short shot podcast review as we are going to take a dive into an all-new beverage hitting the shelves today as we speak. But before we get into that, don't forget to smash that subscribe button on the Bone My Bob YouTube channel. Now over 25,000 subscribers and counting on the YouTube page. So whatever brought you to the dance, if you stumbled across this video, shorts, cheers, Norm, Rodney, Johnny, Stone Cold, wrestling, old school clips, nostalgia, we have that for you right here on the Bone My Bob YouTube channel with the backbone of the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff you grew up on, the bottom shelf classics. We have it covered for you here, and degenerate drinking debauchery to go along with it. So tell your friends, spread the word. Doesn't cost a thing to subscribe to the Bum and Bob YouTube channel, but hey, let's not waste any time because it's release day here. The embargo has been lifted. If you know by now, if you clicked on the video, you know what we are going to be cracking open here today. For the first time ever, it is a brand new beverage because, hey, apple beer season is upon us, I guess. It's the hot topic these days of apple beers. Busch Light Apple, we reviewed that a few weeks back on the podcast. And now there is a new entrant into the apple beer market. I had seen some rumblings, some posts. Was it real? Was it not real? Nobody knew. We kind of seen some videos, if you've been searching out there, that you saw the rumors and rumblings about a new beverage entering the apple beer market. And that is none other than, right here, we got it for you, the Keystone Light Apple. Look at that right there. You got your patriotic bald eagle right there celebrating 250 years of America this year. You know, like we like to celebrate here, America, on the podcast. Look at that. Coming out right now, today, the official release date. While it's kind of been out there creeping around, some people have found it over the past few weeks, but now we have gotten our hands on it here on the podcast to give this guy here a shot to see how this one compares in this ever-growing apple light beer market that is growing every day. You know, the hoopla and all the hype behind a Busch Light Apple, Keystone Light says, hey, we're getting into this business as well with some Keystone Light Apple, you know, rolling out now just in time for Memorial Day. It supposedly says it's going to be out through the 4th of July for a nice summertime beer, limited time release, going now grocery stores, liquor stores nationwide, 15 packs of 12-ounce cans is where you'll be able to find this Keystone Light Apple. So, hey, let's not waste any time. Let's crack one open. Let's dive in and see what we get here with the Keystone Light Apple. Let's flip it around this way here. Crack open the box, you know, fresh here. Getting this bad boy open. If we can actually get the box open here, pull out one of these Keystone Light Apple cans right here. Look at this here. So we'll put that guy right there for safekeeping. Hey, you know what? Let's move it around here. Make sure we don't lose any in the in the process here. If you know the history of beers and this table down here. But here you go. Look at this right here. You got Keystone Light Apple. Look at that right there. You got your bald eagle with the American flag bandana, the sunglasses out there. Keystone Light Apple right there. See, there it is. Keystone Light Apple right there. There you have it. The limited edition here. Beer with natural flavor. 4.1% alcohol by volume. It's got here 131 calories per 12-ounce serving. And actually, and one other thing I want to bring up is that I've seen some people saying recently that Keystone Light should go back to the classic size cans. These are not the thinner 12-ounce cans like Keystone Light and Coors Light. You'd find these seem to be more like the classic 12-ounce cans. So let's dive in. Let's crack one open. See what we get here with the Keystone Light Apple. Okay, smells a little, just a little hint of apple there. But hey, let's see how it tastes out there. All right, guys, there it is. Keystone Light Apple. You see, patriotic for summertime 2026, 250 years of America. Get out there and don't forget to celebrate responsibly out there, all right? There you go. Cheers. That's got a good taste to it. Just the hint of apple to it. Not overly carbonated. And it keeps it honest a little bit with the Keystone Light flavor. Because I know what they were saying, that it's a crisp, refreshing light beer, bringing a fresh twist to apple beer. That the flavor is light, smooth, doesn't try too hard, keeps a subtle apple flavor with the same easy, clean finish that Keystone Light drinkers know and trust. There's that first burp. All right, see? But overall, that's got a good taste to it out there. Very refreshing. Definitely can see this for summer. I know we talked a few weeks back about Busch Light Apple and thinking of the apple beers as more of the fall beers. And apple picking season, that crisp apple fall, late summertime. But you can also see the Keystone Light and the apple beers for the summertime. It's definitely something good and refreshing on a hot day after doing yard work, mowing the lawn, doing whatever you're doing, you know, sitting in the pool, hanging out poolside at the beach, cracking open a Keystone Light apple can definitely do the trick. Easy drinking. I think it has that less of the overpowering apple flavor with this one, 100%. Kind of putting in the, like you think, like the Natter Days with the strawberry lemonade beer. Some of the other flavored beers that try to stay true to being a beer and not venturing into that malt beverage market. Trying to keep it as close to a beer as possible out there. So I think the Keystone Light Apple does do a good job right there. And I do like the packaging. I like the cans are definitely worth it right there. So that's definitely a good one to find out there. And like I said, now the embargo has been lifted. We heard the rumors and rumblings over the past month or so out there. I know I saw some reviews pop up on my feed doing comparison battles and talking about the Keystone Light Apple. I saw some people posting pictures, seeing these 15 packs in stores and comparing them. And I'm like, hey, where are they? But now they should be out there. It should be out there for a nationwide release out there. And definitely, if you're an apple beer type person or you like apple, if you want something different for the summer, It's going to be definitely a good way to celebrate the 250th birthday of America this year with right there. I mean, you can't beat that right there. The bald eagle picking up the apple, the sunglasses, the American flag bandana right there. That's the Bumwine Bob way. So definitely glad to finally come across these, get my hands on some of the Keystone Light apple. So let us know. Leave if you've had them. You know, leave a comment down below. Leave a post. Leave anything. Leave a comment anywhere you find this podcast. Leave a comment. Let us know your review. What you think of the new Keystone Light apple? Once you give it a try. Once you give it a shot. But definitely a very refreshing beer. I can see it being a good one for at least the beginning of summer. If it is only going to be out until the 4th of July, is what they're saying. Be sure to stock up now and get them on hand so you can have them throughout the rest of the summer and into the fall, because definitely a good fall beer as well. So that is Bumwine Bob for the Keystone Light Apple review. Release day right here on the Bumwine Bob YouTube channel. So hey, subscribe, spread the word, smash that subscribe button. As we said before, over 25,000 subscribers and counting to the YouTube channel. Doesn't cost a thing. Just hey, help us spread the good word of the bottom shelf. All the classic beers, Bumwines, 40s malt liquors, budget beers, inexpensive brews. We cover it here for you guys on the podcast. So hey, check it out. Keystone Light Apple. It is out there in stores now. Get yourself some Keystone Light Apple. Until next time, cheers.
I need a beer.